2009呢，在英国发生一个轰动全国的新闻。
There was this event that took place in England in 2009 that shook the world.
就是有一对魔鬼兄弟呢，他诱骗两名9岁到11岁的男童呢，在教外里面虐待他们。
And there were these two devilish brothers who enticed and kidnapped a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old brothers into the countryside and abused them and conducted criminal sexual acts.
首先呢，就是用棍跟砖头打这两个人。
First, we used rocks and bricks to hit these people.
还有呢，就是勒伤他们的颈。
And then they strangled them.
还有呢，逼他们吃了有一些带刺的植物。
And then forced these two young boys to eat items that were very thorny.
最后呢，就是命令这两个小童呢脱下衣服呢，性交。
And then forced these two young boys to strip themselves of their clothes and then had sexual intercourse with them.
离开之前呢，把他们的钱都拿掉了。
Took all the young boys' money before they left.
还有拿一个好像洗手盘这么大的，吊在一个人的头上。这个人其中一个小童呢，差一点就要死掉。
And then threw a big rock onto one of the boys and nearly killed him.
在这个法官去审他们的时候呢，这两个兄弟呢，他就解释了。
When the two boys or two brothers, the two criminals, were undergoing trials, the judge was saying this to them.
他们其实是无聊才犯案。
And these two were telling the judge is that they committed these crimes because they were bored.
他们打到自己手痛才停手。
They only stopped because their own hands started hurting.
所以呢，英国的首相呢 ，Gordon Brown 呢，他形容这件案呢是最惨的悲剧之一。
And the Prime Minister of England said that this is probably the cruelest crime that was ever committed by mankind.
你知道为什么这一个案是轰动全国
？And why do you think this criminal case shook the whole world？
因为这个魔鬼兄弟。
And because these two devilish brothers,
只是十跟十一岁
they themselves were only 10 and 11 years old.
当我看完这段新闻的时候呢，我想到圣经一句话。
I remembered a verse after I read this particular piece of news.
就是在耶利米书里面这样子说。
And this verse came from the book of Jeremiah.
人心比万物的诡诈，外道直处，就是不能够抑制的意思。谁能试透呢
？Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
自从亚当犯罪以后呢，他就把罪人落这个世界里面了。
And after Adam had fallen, he had brought sin into this world.
我们每一个人呢，都从亚当里面呢得到一个遗传。
And we had inherited the sin from Adam, every one of us.
这一个就是耶利米所讲到外道直处的一个心。
And this is exactly what Jeremiah was referring to, that this deceitfulness is beyond cure.
我们一般呢就是讲到我们的罪性。
Usually we talk about our sinful acts.
简单来说，就是每一个人生下来，无论他是大人跟小孩呢。他就有一个犯罪的倾向。
This sinful nature of ours, regardless whether we're adults or children, it comes with us from the day that we were born.
还有呢，就是人，我们每一个人都喜欢犯罪。
Another thing is that we are all inclined to sin.
我们今天就要看罪来到这个世界里面的时候对人类的影响。
And today we're going to examine.What kind of influence the sin has had on this world since he came to enter this world?
我们要看一看这个罪恶的世界是一个怎么样的世界。
We're going to take a look at this sinful world, exactly what kind of world it is.
我们就会从创世纪第四章十七节看到第五章三十二节。
We're going to look at verses from the book of Genesis, chapter 4:17 to 5:32.
首先有一个我发现呢，就是一个罪恶的世界呢，不一定是一个一无是处的世界。
The first thought of mine is that a sinful world is not necessarily a useless world.
就是你们看见，就是该隐杀死他的兄弟亚伯以后呢？
And you can see that after Cain killed his own brother Abel,
神就把他赶出去。
That God drove him out.
他跟他的子孙呢，其实就是过一个没有神的生活。
Cain and his offspring lived a godless life.
但是你从圣经里面，我们刚刚念这一段第四章的后半章的时候，你就发觉呢，其实该隐的家族呢，对人类的文化发展呢是有很大的贡献。
But as we learn from the second half of chapter 4, that Cain and his offspring had actually contributed a great deal to the world culture.
第一个贡献呢，就是在十七节。
The first contribution is listed in verse 17.
就是呢，他在十七节里面呢，该隐呢为自己建造了一座城。
And verse 17 talked about Cain built himself a city.
人类文化的开始呢，其实就是由定居开始的。
The start of any civilization starts with the building of a city.
没有定居呢，其实呢，我们的很多文化呢是不能传到下一代的。
The building of a city allows for settlement. Without settlement, it's hard for us to transfer our culture to the next generation.
我们看见该隐呢，他你可以说他是第一个建筑师。
So you may say that Cain was the first architect.
还有呢，你看见第二十节里面呢，讲到他的一个后代呢，就是亚巴。
And in verse 20, talked about one of his offspring, Jabal.
他呢，就是。圣经说呢，他是住帐篷、牧羊、牲畜之人的祖师。
The Bible says that he was the father of those who lived in tent and raised livestock.
所以呢，亚伯在第四章里面呢，我们知道他是牧羊的。
Even though we know that Abel from chapter 4, Abel was a shepherd.
但是亚巴呢更厉害，因为他的圣经用一个字呢，是不单只是羊，还有这个字是包括。就是好像马啊、骆驼啊，这些很等广泛的动物，他都开始是牧养他们。
But we know that even though Abel was a shepherd, but Jabal had a much more variety in his livestock. The word that's used in the Bible includes animals such as camel and horses.
所以呢，你可以说呢，亚巴呢就是一个游牧民族的。早师。
So you may say that Jabal was the father of the nomadic race.
二十一节谈到另外一个人，他就是尤巴。
Verse 21 talked about another offspring, and that's Jubal.
他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
And he was the father of all those who played harp and flute.
我们现在在中东找到最早期的这些琴呢，就是在这个图片里面呢，就是苏马这个地方的一个琴。
And this slide depicts some of the earliest instruments, music instruments such as harp that was discovered in the Middle East.
这个大概是五千年前的的时间的。
And this was probably used almost 5,000 years ago.
所以呢，你我们看见呢，他是音乐的第一个人开始音乐的。
So we know that Jabal was the grandfather of music.
最后就是二十二节了。
And lastly, verse 22.
就是土巴该隐。
And that's Tubal Cain.
他就是打造各样铜铁利器的祖师。
And he was the father that started forging all tools out of bronze and iron.
所以呢，这个是一个科技上面一个很大的突破。
And this was a technological breakthrough.
那么这段经文告诉我们什么呢？
And what does this segment of verses tell us then?
就是一个敬畏神跟一个社会上面有贡献呢，可以说是两为完全没有相关的事情。
That we know that that technological contribution in a society has nothing to do with one's fear for the Lord.
一个社会可以在各方面有很大的成功。
One society may have a great deal of successes in different aspects.
你可以说对人类有很大的贡献。
And you may say that society has made great contribution toward mankind.
但是同时它可以是远离神的一个社会。
But at the very same time, the same society can be one that's very far away from God.
所以当圣经讲到我们人的心是坏到极处的时候。
So when the Bible talks about that, our heart is very deceitful.
它不是说我们对这个社会没有贡献。
The Bible is not suggesting that the man has not made contribution to the world.
也不是说我们每一个人都会做尽一切的伤天害理的事。
It does not necessarily mean that we're going to commit all kinds of crimes.
但是它却提醒我们一件事情。
But it does remind us one thing.
就是我们每一个人都有这个潜能去做最坏最坏的事情。
It does remind us that every single one of us has the potential to commit the worst of crimes.
如果我们的罪性在一个适合的环境里面，
if our sinful nature is exhibited in an adequate environment,
其实你跟我都有这个潜能去做成好像这个魔鬼兄弟的所行的行为。
In a right environment, you and me both have the capability to commit what these two devilish brothers had done.
因为亚当把这个罪性一代一代的遗传在我们身上。
And because Adam had and passed on this sinful nature to every single one of the generations.
我们每一个人都喜欢犯罪。
We have this inclination to commit crimes.
我们每一个人都有这个能力去撒谎、欺骗、打人、骂人、犯奸淫，甚至杀人。
And we all have this capability to lie, to cheat, to kill, to murder, and to commit adultery.
无论你是一个对社会有没有贡献的人，你都不例外。
Regardless what kind of tech contributions you may make to the society, there is no exception.
虽然一个罪恶的世界呢，不一定是一个一无是处的世界，但是一个罪恶的世界一定是一个对抗神的一个世界。
Even though a sinful world is not necessarily a useless world, but a sinful world is one that is against God.
我们可以从该隐的身上，我们看跟他的子孙里面呢，你看见他是怎么对抗神。
We can learn from Cain and his offsprings how they were against God.
不过你还记得在第四章里面呢，当该隐杀了他的兄弟以后呢？神是判他，你必要流离飘荡在地上，在十二节里面。
And we learn from, when we remember from chapter 4 that after Cain killed his brother Abel, that God had made him to become a wanderer, and that's mentioned in verse 12.
但是该隐跑出去，第一样事情他所做的是什么？
But what did Cain do? The first thing after God has spoken to him.
就是建一座城。
And the very first thing he did was to create a settlement by building a city.
他要抗拒神给他的审判。
He was going against God's judgment.
只是最其中一个意思呢，就是偏行己路。
And actually, the main idea here is one wants to do things his own way.
就是人自己要自己做自己的神。
In other words, man wants to be their own gods.
他不要这个创造主成为他的神。
Man does not want the creator to be their own God.
他要自己安排自己的生活。
He wants to arrange his own life.
他不要神为他安排。
He does not want God to arrange his life.
我相信呢，你做父母的，你就了解一个叛逆的儿女呢，是一个什么意思。
And as parents, we all know what a rebellious teenager means.
不一定是年轻人啊，就是小孩也可以是很叛逆的。
It doesn't have to be a teenager, that's an intuitive connection, but it can be children as well.
但是很多时候呢，我们会为我们的儿女找一些解释的。
But however, we would rationalize their behaviors.
就是他的性格是这样子的。
We would explain that maybe that's just their personalities.
他是一个 strong-willed child.
We would say that they're doing such things because they're strong-willed children.
他现在是年轻人的时期了，他长大以后就不会这样子。
And this is only a teenager period. They will not be the same after they grow up.
我不是说呢，我们年轻人他经过这个身体的变化不会影响他们。
I'm not suggesting that the physiological changes will not influence teenagers' behaviors.
但是呢，这些都不合圣经的解释。
But this does not conform to the biblical teaching.
因为人最基本有一个问题，就是我们罪性的问题。
Because the Bible teaches that there's a fundamental issue with people, and that is our sinful nature.
为什么我们人会叛逆呢？因为我们有一个罪性在我们里面。
Why do we rebel? We rebel because we have a sinful nature.
所以如果你要解决一个人在行为上面的表现呢，其实我们要从他罪性里面去开始。
So if we want to address one's behavioral issues, we must start with his sinful nature.
唯一能够解决人罪性的问题的就是耶稣基督。
And the only way to solve one's sinful, to address one's sinful nature is Jesus Christ.
就是因为我们人信耶稣的时候，神给我们一个新的生命，给我们一个新的心的时候，我们可以控制我们不犯罪。
That is the reason Jesus Christ is the only solution is because when we believe in Jesus,Jesus will give us a new life, will give us a new heart.
另外一个叛逆神的表现呢，我们就看见在另外一个人物上面，就是四章十九节里面。
Another rebellious behavior is illustrated by another character listed in verse 19.
就是拉麦，他娶了两个妻子。
And that's Lamech, who married two women.
其实无论是一夫多妻、分外城、离婚再婚，其实都是违反神对婚姻的安排的。
Whether it's polygamy or divorce or widowed and then remarried, it's all against biblical teaching.
在马拉基书里面呢，他提醒我们。
In the book of Malachi, it reminds us.
神说，虽然神有灵的余力去做多人。他不单做义人吗？为何只做义人呢？乃是他愿人的虔诚的后裔。所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈带诱您所垂的妻。耶和华以色列神说，诱妻的事和以强暴带妻的人都是我所恨恶的，所以当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈，且是万军之耶和华说的。
The book of Malachi chapter 2 verses 15-16 Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel. And I hate a man covering himself with violence as well as with his garment, says the Lord Almighty. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith.
最后一个罪恶的世界的表现呢，就是一个冤冤相报的世界。
In another manifestation of this the evilness in this world is one that that repays crime with another crime.
这个就是你看二十三节，四章二十三节，赖麦呢，他说。少年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
And this is said in verse 23, that I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me.
还有呢，他不单只冤冤相报，还有呢，就是他快要自己所行的恶行。
Not only he wants to repay a crime with another crime, but he's trying to justify his own criminal act.
二十四节呢，他说：“若杀该隐的。”遭报七倍，杀赖麦的，必遭报七十七倍。
If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times.
他就是以行恶为荣。
In other words, he was proud of the fact that he has committed crimes.
他觉得他比起该隐更厉害。
He felt like he was even more powerful than Cain.
罪恶的世界呢，不一定是一个一无是处的世界。
The sinful world is not necessarily a useless world.
但是呢，它一定是一个对抗神的世界。
But certainly it is a world that's against God.
还有呢，它一定是一个死路一条的世界。
And it is a world that leads to certain death.
这个就是第五章的重点。And
that's really the theme of chapter 5.
如果你去看第五章的时候，你发觉它记载了时代的记录在里面。
If you look at chapter 5, it contains 10 generations of recording.
我从前念灵修的时候，念到这里的时候呢，就有一种很枯燥的感觉。
When I was doing devotion on chapter 5, I would have a desperate,
it's a very
boring feeling.
就是呢，它长了十次都是一样的。
Because he repeated this 10 generations of events in the very same manner.
就是你看第七章跟第八节，你举一个例子你就知道了。For
example, we'll look at verses 7 and 8.
就是每一次都是这样子，就是有一个人生了谁。
It always starts with somebody giving birth to someone.
又活了几岁。
And then they live for so many years.
并且生儿养女。
And then they have additional children.
但是他每一次的最后一句话都是说他又活了几岁，就死了。
However, the last sentence always ends with, well, he lived so many more years and then he died.
其实这个就是这个作者的重点。
And actually, this is exactly the key point from this author.
他要告诉你，无论你活到几岁。
The author wants to tell us that no matter how long we live,
无论你有多伟大,
regardless how powerful you might be,
你最后的结局还是一样,
and the final conclusion is always the same,
就是你一定死,
that we're all going to die.
亚当犯罪的时候呢, 他不单只把这个罪性遗传到我们身上,
so when Adam sinned, not only he passed on the sinful nature to us,
他也把死亡带进这个世界里面。
But he also brought death into this world.
我们每一个人都要面对死亡。
Every one of us is going to confront death.
当我读到这边的时候，我想到两个问题。
When I was reading these verses, I was reminded of two questions.
第一个问题就是为什么我们每一个人都要死呢？
The first question of mine is, why does everyone need to die?
很多人就想到每一个人都死了，何必去问这个问题呢？
And some people may say, why ask such a question since everybody's going to die anyway?
但是你要想到，其实死不是神创造的时候就有的东西来的。
But you must remember that death was not there when God created the world.
人死是有一个原因的。
There's a reason why people die.
人死的原因就是因为我们离开了生命之源。
The reason we die is because we have been separated from the source of life.
就好像呢，一朵花，你把它剪下来的时候呢，它就会，昨晚它就会死了。
And just like a flower, once you separate it from the plant, then eventually it's going to die.
虽然你现在看它很漂亮，但是我们知道有一天它都会死掉。Even
though it may look great at this point, but we know eventually it's going to die.
这个就是人的命运。
And this is our destiny.
当我们离开神，我们犯罪离开神的时候， 我们昨晚都是要死。
So when we sin and we become separated from God, it's just a matter of time before we die.
圣经说， 罪的工价乃是死。
The Bible has said that for the wages of sin is death.
这个就是人犯罪的代价。
This is the price that we pay for sinning.
另外一条问题我问自己的。
Another question that I ask myself.
就是人死后去哪里呢？
And if we're going to die, where do we go after we die?
其实我们每一个人都很会安排我们的假期的。
Actually, we all know that we can arrange our vacations quite well.
但是你有没有为到你永恒永远的归宿去安排呢？
But have we ever made any arrangement regarding our eternal residency?
你知道你离开这个世界的时候你去哪里呢？
Do we know where we go after we depart from this world?
很多人告诉我，
Many people told me,
人死就如灯灭。
When a person dies, it's like a light is turned off or a lamp extinguished.
他就是说死了就没有了。
So after a person's died, then that's the end of everything.
你相不相信呢？
Do you believe that?
我告诉你，其实我相信大部分人都不相信。
And I'll tell you this, I think that most of the people do not believe that.
因为我们大部分人都怕死。
Because most of us are afraid of dying.
不过人死与灯灭的时候，那么死亡就是人生的一个解脱。
If dying is truly like a light being turned off, then actually dying will be a release from this life.
我们没有理由去怕的。
We have no reason to fear.
但是我相信我们每一个人在心里面都知道。
But I believe that every one of us believes this deep down inside.
就是我们死后不知道去了什么地方。
That we don't know exactly what we're going to do, where we're going to go after we die.
圣经告诉我们，
But the Bible tells us,
按作定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
That just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
这个就是告诉我们，人死后就要到神面前。
This tells us that after we die, we're going to come before God.
接受他的审判。
Must receive his judgment.
义人得到永生。
The righteous man will have eternal life.
罪人就得到永远的死亡。
And the sinful man will receive eternal death.
这是我们讲到下地狱的意思。
And that's what we commonly refer to as going to hell.
永远跟神分开。
Separated from God forever.
耶稣形容地狱里面有不灭的火跟不死的虫。
Jesus described hell as a place where there's a fire that never goes out and the bugs that never die.
我相信为什么我们每一个人都怕死亡呢？
I believe that the reason we are afraid of death.
因为我们都知道有一个我们一个有罪性的人怎么可以在世上不犯罪呢？
Because we know that as people with sinful nature, there's no way we can avoid sinning.
所以我们最后就是一条死路。
So we are destined to die once.
罪恶的世界不一定是一个一无是处的世界。
And this world is not necessarily, a sinful world is not necessarily a useless world.
却是一个对抗神的世界。
But it is a world that's against God.
而且是一个一条死路的世界。
And also it's a world that will lead to certain death.
然而我们是并不是完全没有希望的。
However, we are not exactly hopeless.
因为神给人异善的曙光。
Because God has given us a ray of hope.
如果我们看见时代的记录的时候呢？
If we look at the recording of these 10 generations,
我们发现有三个人出现。
We see that three people have appeared.
就好像呢一个明灯在黑夜里面一样。
Just like a bright lamp in a dark night.
在这个绝望里面给人希望。
In a moment of desperation, we have a ray of hope.
第一个人物呢，就是在四章二十五到二十六节。
The first character appeared in verses 25, 26 of chapter 4.
这个就是士特。
And this is Seth.
二十六节呢，他讲到士特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以罗士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
In verse 26 says that Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. In that time, men began to call on the name of the Lord.
士特呢，他一生里面，你可以说他没有什么成就。
You may say that Seth never really accomplished very much.
比起这个罪恶的世界呢，他可以说是没有什么贡献。
Comparing to this sinful world, you may say that Seth didn't contribute much.
但是赛特呢，他在这个叛逆神的世界里面呢，他开始了去求告耶和华的名。
However, in this rebellious world, the world that's against God, Seth began to call on the Lord's name.
当每一个人都忘记神的时候，
when everybody had forgotten about the Lord,
当每一个人都专注在自己的成就的时候，
when everyone was focused on one's accomplishment,
他坚持要求告耶和华的名。
Seth had persisted on calling on the Lord's name.
求告耶和华的名呢，有两个意思。
And there are two meanings for calling on the Lord's name.
第一就是敬拜神的意思。
The first meaning is that worshiping God.
第二就是宣扬神的名。
And the second meaning is proclaiming God's name.
从世界的角度呢，赛德呢是没有什么成就的。
From a worldly view, Seth did not accomplish very much.
但是从神的角度呢，他却是一个了不得的人。
But from God's viewpoint, Seth was a very great man.
因为在他最黑暗的世界里面，他坚持了一个人的最主要的本分。
In the very dark world, Seth insisted on a man's nature.
就是去敬拜神，去宣扬神。
And that is to worship this very nature of worshiping God and proclaiming God's name.
圣经说哪时候人才求告耶和华的名。
And the Bible has asked, when are we going to proclaim the Lord's name?
另外一个人物呢，就是在五章二十一到二十四节。
And the other character appeared in chapter 5, verses 21 through 25.
这个人就是以诺。
And this is Enoch.
在创世纪里面，如果第五章的主调就是死亡呢？
In the book of Genesis, the theme of chapter 5 is about death.
那么以诺就是一个唱反调的一个人。
Enoch is one that is opposite of that.
他是可以说在这个死亡的定律里面是一个例外。
You may say that he's an exception to the law of a certain death.
其实呢，这个也是第五章一个更重要的一个重点。
And you may say that this is even a more important point in chapter 5.
就是我们在绝望里面是有希望的。
And that is, there is hope in a moment of desperation.
以诺是怎么去打破这个死亡的命运呢？
And how did Enoch was able to break through from the destiny of death?
二十四节，五章二十四节里面告诉我们。
And verse 24 in chapter 5 explained to us.
以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不在世上了。
That Enoch walked with God, then he was no more because God took him away.
二十二节呢，告诉我们以诺与神同行三百年。
Verse 22 tells us that Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
什么是与神同行呢？
What does it mean to walk with God?
与神同行就是相交的意思。
Walking with God meaning to have fellowship with God.
就是以诺有三百年的时间，与神是有一个不断沟通的关系的。
So what that means is by walking with God for 300 years, you know, he had a continuous fellowship with God for 300 years.
就好像一个朋友一同走路一样。
Just like two friends walking together.
人怎么可以与神同行呢？
How can man walk with God?
圣经里面讲了一句话。
The Bible gave us one verse.
这一个就是在亚摩斯书里面他说二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
And that's in the book of Amos. That do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so.
同心的意思就是有一个协议的意思。
Agree to do so, meaning that there is an agreement in place.
神是不变的。
God will not change.
如果你要跟神同行呢，你不必须要达到神的要求。
If you want to walk with God, then you must meet God's standard.
那么神的要求是什么呢？
And what is God's requirement?
圣经告诉我们，
And the Bible tells us,
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何会善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，全 谦卑的心与你的神同行。
The Bible says that He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
与神同行呢，不是一个很简单的事情。
It's not an easy task to walk with God.
你知道以诺是亚当第四代的孙子。
You know that Enoch is the first grandson of Adam.
亚当也有另外一个孙子，在第四章里面呢，就是拉麦。
And Adam also has another grandson in chapter 4, and that's Lamech.
他也是，就是我们刚刚说这个呢，有仇不报必报的一个人呢。
And Lamech was the one that we talked about earlier, and that was that he was the one that's always seeking a revenge.
但是呢，以诺虽然生活在同一个环境里面，他却拒绝去效法这个世界。
Even though Enoch lived in the same time as Lamech, but he refused to follow this world.
我相信他就以公义、怜悯和谦卑过他的生活。
I believe that Enoch lived in a way that was just and that was merciful and that was humble.
因为他有一个目的。
Because he had a purpose.
就是他要与神同行。
And his purpose was to walk with God.
我记得我刚信主的时候呢，有一次我回去我教会问我主日学的老师一个问题。
I remember that when I first believed in God, I asked my Sunday school teacher a question.
我说我在学校里面有人欺负我，我当怎么办呢？
I asked the Sunday school teacher if somebody from school is taking advantage of me, what should I do?
他就问我一个问题。
The Sunday school teacher asked me a question.
为什么人家欺负你呢？
Why do people take advantage of you?
我要告诉他。
I told him.
因为他知道我是基督徒。
Because he knows that I'm a Christian.
那么我的老师就是说。
Then my teacher said.
有的时候呢，因为我们是基督徒呢，会给人家欺负的。
Because it is true that because we're Christians, people can take advantage of us.
我听了以后呢，我觉得。这一个是什么的答案呢？
My first reaction was, what kind of answer was this?
但是我想了一想的时候呢，有他的道理啊。
But later on, after I thought about it some more, I believe there are good reasons.
其实我们每一个人都有一个选择。
You know, every one of us has a choice.
你可以以恶报恶。
You can repay
evil by evil.
Evil by evil.
那么你就是跟这个世界同行。
Well, in that case, you'll be walking with the world.
但是你也可以选择。
But you can also choose.
与神同行。
You can also choose to walk with God.
但是这样子的时候呢？
But in that case,
有的时候你会给人欺负的。
People can take advantage of you.
最后一个人物呢，就是挪亚。
The last character is Noah.
挪亚呢，他是在圣经里面呢。讲到第六章的时候，你就知道挪亚是生活在一个什么样的一个世界。
And when we touch up on chapter 6, you'll know what kind of world that Noah was living in at the time.
圣经说，耶和华见人在地上的罪恶很大，众义所思想的正道是恶。
The Bible says that the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become.And that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
但是第八节里面，圣经却说挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全的人。挪亚与神同行。
But verse 8 says that this is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
挪亚生活在一个犯罪很厉害的一个世界。
Noah was living in a world that was full of crimes.
但是他是唯一一个人仍然坚持行义的一个人。
But he was one that had persisted in being righteous.
为什么呢？
Why was that?
新约圣经解释有关挪亚。
And the New Testament explained about Noah.
他讲到挪亚因着信自蒙神指示他未见的事，就是讲到神将来的审判，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
The New Testament says that by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in other words, referring to future judgment, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family.
我相信因为挪亚知道将来的审判的时候，他就小心他今天的生活。
In other words, I believe that Noah is aware of the future judgment, and therefore he's very cautious about the way he lives his life today.
亚当犯罪以后呢，以致我们每一个人生下来就有一个坏到极处的心。
So after Adam has sinned, every one of us, since the day that we were born, we had a very deceitful heart.
我们也必须要面对死亡。
We are also going to face death.
但是我们不是完全没有希望的。
But it's not that we don't have any hope at all.
赛特、以诺、挪亚三个人在黑暗的世界里面，好像一个一线曙光一样。
Seth, Enoch, and Noah is like a ray of light.
他们三个人有一个共通点。
There's a commonality between those three.
就是他们的信心。
And that is their faith.
当所有人忘记神的时候，
When everyone has forgotten about God,
赛特因着信求告那看不见的神。
Seth, based on his faith, had called on the Lord's name who he has not seen.
当全世界的人都偏行己路的时候，以诺因着信与那摸不到的神同行。
When everyone in this world has forgotten about God, Enoch, because of his faith, he believed in God who he cannot touch.
最后就是当全世界人他终日所思想的尊敬都是恶。挪亚他听从那听不见的神，过一个义人的生活。
And finally, when everyone in the world was inclined to have evil thoughts, Noah, based on his faith, was able to believe in God and walk with God, even though he cannot see him.
你愿不愿意好像这三个人一样，信靠神，度过我们每一天的生活呢？
Do you want to be like these three people to spend your life with God?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱主，我们知道罪对我们人的影响。
Dear Lord, we know what kind of impact sin has on us.
就是我们的内心就是坏到极处。
That our heart becomes deceitful beyond everything.
还有就是每一个人都要面对死亡。
And that everyone is going to face death.
但是我们相信主耶稣的应许。
But we believe in the promises of Jesus.
就是当我们相信主耶稣的时候，神你给我们一个新的生命。
And that is when we believe in Lord Jesus that you'll give us a new life.
这个生命是胜过罪、胜过死亡的。
This new life is going to be triumphant over death, and it's going to be triumphant over sin.
我们希望通过我们的信心与神同行。
And I hope that we hope that through faith that we can walk with God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayers, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.